This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American
right.
dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Yes, I am. And I'm okay with it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563, and I always appreciate the time that you guys are spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Now look, head up to the website. As you heard, and you've heard it over and over and over and over again, some of you are getting tired of hearing it. It's okay. I can live with it. The beating that we've been taking on Facebook and what have you, and there's been many, 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 and I really believe that part of what part of what influenced the last election was the fact that we were cut off so badly that conservatives couldn't get their messages out on Facebook and Twitter and that kind of thing. And I will tell you this, if you want to keep seeing things go the way they were going, then keep feeding Facebook. We're looking for alternatives right now, and I don't mean alternative platforms, if you would, social platforms, but we're working for ways that you can actually, you'll still be able to see the video and hear the show and that kind of stuff, and not through a major platform like Facebook. But you have to get off the social crack. You have got to stop wanting, look at some of these other secondary social platforms that we have checked out. I get the biggest kick out of it, and I'll tell you why. What was the one, One Way? Was that it? Okay. So we go over to One Way, we start playing around over there, and one of the things that I realized real fast was we're trying to get you away from Facebook, away from Twitter, and what are you doing? You're posting links taking people back to Facebook. Do you understand that doesn't work?
That was on MeWe.
Well, okay, whatever. It does, when you go to another social platform, you don't go back. You don't give them the address of the devil. You just don't do it. You're trying to get them away from that. And I know it's cool to be on Facebook or cool to be on Twitter or whatever social network platform you're going on. I mean, Google's done it to us again on the RealSide website. We have been strangled again over the last month. We went from 10,000 views a day down to struggling for 70,000 views a month. I want you to think about that. So, and again, you know, my joke is always, I don't suck that bad. You don't drop off the planet like that unless somebody's turning the screws from somewhere. And it isn't just me. I mean, this isn't, you know, oh, poor Joe, because this is a team effort for all of us. And if you really want us to succeed, if you really want to see government do better, if you really want to see conservative principles put in place, then you have to do one of two things. Either run away from some of these social platforms, you know, turn more to your local stations, but run away from these platforms and support guys like me or whoever it is. I mean, you know, another favorite of mine is Joe Pags. Find people that are getting the message out there and listen to them, support them. It's the only way you keep it going. I mean, until I hit the lottery, I still need support. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'll tell you something else I thought was really funny. In some of the events that I went to locally, recently, I had people almost whispering to me that they listen to my show. I listen to your show. So, you know, keep up the good work. Like, well, tell people.
Oh, no, can't do that. don't want.
It's like, you know, it's like when they were voting for Trump, right? They wouldn't tell anybody. They just did it. But my point is, I'm one of the, look at, there's a lot of conservative, you heard Corey, and it's true. There are a lot of conservative, even faith-based commentators. And I'm not perfect at it, so don't take it the wrong way, but I am a conservative, faith-based commentator. I do believe in God, and I do push godly principles on the show. Now, some of those guys out there, they'll say they're faith-based, as they're out playing around with their fans as married men, if you know what I mean. Right? That's not an example to set. And if you Christian/faith-based people with Judeo-Christian principles, if you don't pay attention to what's going on in your education, and I'm going to call some of you cowards because you've actually said to me there are things that you don't want to have to deal with and you'd rather the school teach it. I've always said this and I meant it, even though I'm on a school board. Schools have no business teaching morality. They have no business teaching kids about sex or religion or anything along those lines. Reading, writing, and arithmetic. I'm even getting to the point where I'm questioning history. But you see what I'm saying? Science. I mean, there's a whole bunch of basics that the school should be teaching. That's what we're paying for. But when it comes to morality and those kind of things, what's right and what's wrong when it comes to, you know, personal issues, that's up to the family to teach. Stay out of the family realm. You don't have a right to do that. I have said that from the school board, from the dais of the school board. And I would say it again. I mean, California, 47th in the nation when it comes to education. And 50th is not the best, let me tell you. Wrong direction. Talk more about this on the other side of the break. Also, the Ginsburg apparently had some problems. I don't know if she broke a hip or what she did, but you know what? To my conservative friends, knock it off. We love all people, even if we don't like what they do. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mancini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mancini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DV Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361. Or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You tiny-brained whappers of other people's bottoms!
I like it. And isn't that really all that matters? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with us. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Head over to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots happening there. Lots for you to get involved with there as well. And you give me your email address, number one. I send out an email once a week. And if you want to get involved in our new texting program, we'll let you know when we're coming on and what's going, you know, who's going to be on and that kind of thing. You can always stop it just by typing stop once you start getting the messages. It is, you want to text TRS to 313131. That's TRS to 313131. So, you know, it's one of the ways to know when we're coming on, get a reminder, because Facebook isn't letting our reminders out. Not happening, not working. You know, I don't know what to tell you. But anyhow, all right, back at it. Because I don't want to let this thing go. I mean, the thing, especially when it comes to conservatives being attacked online. Instagram now has jumped into this. And they are blocking a, you know, conservative Christian mom. And they think this is okay. And some of you may know her. She's with the group. Well, she's with our group. That's the activist mommy. That's Elizabeth Johnson. They've declared war on her. So as you can see, you know, we'll put up a screenshot. But when you go to try to find her information, you go try to sign up with her on Instagram, it'll say that the action was blocked. Try again later. We restrict certain content and actions to protect our community. Tell us if you think we made a mistake. Don't bother. They don't care. They don't really mean that. Right? I mean, seriously.
She has great videos.
And she has great videos up there that you can see. Is she on YouTube?
I'll check and see.
Check and see. Maybe we can put up a link to help her out. But, as you know, and again, they want to protect the community. Who is their community? Demonic people? What do you have to... I mean, the woman is a Christian woman. She's a mother of 10 children. And she's taking a stand on some of the issues that are going on in schools, that are going on in the world, that are going on in what her kids are being subject to.
She's activistmommy.com.
Well,
website.
Okay. So you can get it through activistmommy.com. But listen, she is a good and decent woman. She is a good and decent Christian wife. She's a mother of 10. She's taking a bold stand on these cultural issues, and that's why she's being targeted by all the social media giants. Now, I've only talked to her a couple of times, so we're not good friends. But Todd Stearns ran into her several years ago, and she was facing the wrath at the time of a bunch of people at Facebook, you know, the ones that you never really get any answers from. Just like when our page was taken down, and they said that you can appeal it. But apparently they mean you can send some words of concern into the randomness of space and nobody will respond to you nor care. And apparently that's what I did because ultimately there was no response to, nah, we're not buying it, but we're shutting your page down anyway. There was nothing. She's facing an onslaught of cyberspace bullies in her quest to protect not just her children but other children and children in other nations. She single-handedly exposed the radical sex agenda at Teen Vogue. Remember that? Remember when Teen Vogue had nothing? I mean, everything they had going on was about sex with teens. You know, sex of I'm trying to figure out a way to keep it clean. Yeah, I know. She did a sex ed sit-out movement. Right? She had, for some of my Christian friends who were appalled at this kind of thing, Franklin Graham stepped up. And gave her kudos for doing it, for being spearheading such a thing. Right? She's done all kinds of things to stand up for your children. And this is what she gets. Right? Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, they've all censored her in one way, shape, manner, or form. And you know what? We've allowed this to happen. I've said this before to you guys. We have allowed this to happen. Because we don't scream back. We don't walk away. We don't. Think about those Dems that walked away. I mean, we don't even have the guts to do what they did. We need to walk away from this. What is this? Like, is this crack for most of us? Why can't we walk away from Facebook? Why can't we walk away from Instagram and other things? There are other ways for us to stay in touch with each other. Seriously. And it never stops. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. You know, the Ruth Bader Ginsburg has, I was wrong. She didn't break a hip. Sorry. She bruised a couple of ribs, and she fell in her office. Now, she's 85 years old, You know, she wants to stay forever in, because I think she wants to die in her robe. She, but what I don't like, okay, is I don't like some of us conservatives, some of you loving Christian people, some of you, you know, people on the right who say you care about everybody, and here you are wishing her demise. I don't. She's still a human being. She's somebody's grandma, somebody's mom at one time, I'm sure. Maybe not. I don't know. I don't know. I don't go searching out their personal stories. But don't be like the other people. And you know what I mean by that. Okay, I want to beat somebody fair and square. I don't want to beat somebody because they fell and broke a couple of ribs, and that's what took them out, and then pray them dead. Right? I mean, seriously. 855-REAL-JOE. Tell me why I'm wrong. 855-732-5563. We don't wish ill on these people, because as Christians, you want to make sure they have the opportunity to turn their lives around. So explain that one to me. It doesn't matter who it is. Explain that one to me. And as much as I don't, it is probably the most painful thing that we do as Christians when we have to pray for somebody to find Christ and find peace when you can't stand them. It's a tough thing to do. Believe me, it's a tough thing to do. With some of the stuff that people have said on me and lied on me and said about me, it's a tough thing to do. Believe me, because the guinea wants to rise to the surface and not wish them well. But anyways, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. When we come back, Frank DeMartini is going to be with me. We're going to talk about what went down over the last few days. And Frank, he was in the primary against Maxine Waters. We'll talk more about, we've got her again. We have to talk about that. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Mother's Milk, a miracle elixir. God Said, Man Said.com. Hauntings, dead spirits, and ghosts. Noah's Ark, fact or fiction. God Said, Man Said.com. Sex Superbug. Kiss panic attacks goodbye. Unlock your Holy Ghost pharmacy. God Said, Man Said.com. Y chromosome Adam and mtDNA Eve. 21 signs of doomsday in the chip. Hours of text and streaming audio. God Said, Man Said.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The frantic radio calls began in Thousand Oaks, California, right before 11:30 on Wednesday night. Borderline is a popular country western bar.
We're at the bar, you know, having fun, dancing, and then all of a sudden you hear like the bang bang of the gunshot.
I heard the shots, and everyone kind of just got down and started freaking out, running around.
The gunman, Ian Long, then turned the gun on himself. His neighbors say he was always angry.
He wouldn't come out of the house that much, and when I did see him drive by, I'd wave at him. He would not wave back.
The 28-year-old served in the Marines as a machine gunner. 12 people died in the mass shooting. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
Yeah, right.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And thank you so much for being with me. I do appreciate the time that you spend with us, again, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. You want to get involved, you know, really want to get involved, really want to be notified when we've got things going on, because Facebook ain't allowing it. Even when we had tens of thousands of followers, I mean, I think maybe 50 of you were getting a notice that the show was starting and that kind of stuff. So we can't rely on them. I mean, seriously, are we insane? Are we insane group of people? I mean, we keep going back to Facebook. We did it. We've got another page for the moment. But we keep going back to the same group of people that keep flushing us down the toilet and going, how'd that happen? Really? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Another passionate man. The two of us get rolling, it'll be all over. Frank DeMartini joins me. He actually ran against, he ran in the primary against Maxine Waters. And, my God, Frank, thanks for doing that.
Thank you, Joe. I appreciate it. It was my pleasure.
Yeah, crazy man. Just a crazy man. Hey, listen, you know, were you surprised by Tuesday night's outcome?
I wouldn't say I was surprised. I was expecting it actually to be a little bit better. I was almost, you know, I've been making bets saying we were going to lose somewhere between 15 and 25 House seats, and it looks like we're going to end up losing about 30. But I'm a little bit shocked about Nevada. And now it's beginning to look like a lot of votes are turning up in Arizona that are going to make them take that seat, which means we're not really as strong in the Senate as I thought we were going to be.
Well, listen, isn't it interesting how these boxes of votes are being found, you know, a day after the election? They're turning up in closets. They're turning up in places. One teacher found a box of provisional ballots. I think it was in Florida or what have you. And then in Florida, too. I mean, thank God the governor there has decided, okay, enough of this garbage. Yeah, I want to know how many votes, because they won't even tell him how many votes they have left to count. Doesn't that sound kind of interesting?
Well, take a look at what's happening in Georgia, too. In Georgia now, all of a sudden, they're saying that she won. And the governor-elect, what's his name, Kemp, he resigned his position of Secretary of State on the assumption that he's going to be the governor. So So this whole thing is turning into a joke. And
oh, yeah.
it's actually pretty funny now that the only people that are disputing the losses are the Democrats. Not one Republican who lost in a close race,
I know,
including
right?
Dana Rohrabacher, who lost by less than 1%, is fighting it.
Yep. No, I hear you. And again, this is just how they play. I don't get it at all. You know. So what do you mean? You're in the law world, if you would. What do you think of all this? I mean, when you see all this happening across the country, how do you fix this? How do we fight back on voter fraud? Because it's not new.
You know, I mean, but voter fraud is just the tip of the iceberg. I mean, what they did last night to Tucker Carlson takes it beyond anything. It's almost like they didn't win in 1968, so the old codger hippies are now saying this is our last gasp 40 years later, 50 years later.
Wow. I don't know, Frank. I look at the stuff and you know, look at what's her name, Maxine Waters. I mean, why bother running against her? Why, at this point, she still holds an 80% approval rating for the people in and around her area. Now she's going to be on the banking commission. This is great, isn't it? I mean, seriously, think about something here. She herself was being investigated for what? Money fraud, right? Through her campaign account.
I don't think she was ever investigated for that. She was investigated for giving preference to her husband's bank in New England, the bank he was on the board of directors for.
But she was also investigated because her mailers, her supposed mailers that were being done for her, were being done by her daughter, and her daughter was
getting.
Remember?
She paid her daughter $600,000 over, I think, 7 or 8 years total to send out the mailers from her campaign account,
which
technically is legal if she actually did the work.
Bingo. That was the kick. They were looking for proof that the mailers actually went out.
Yeah, I know a lot of people in her district didn't get any mailers. Although I did hear that there were a couple of anti-Omar Navarro mailers that appeared, but I'm not sure if they came from Maxine or from one of these PACs that were protecting the Democrats.
Yeah, it's whenever there's an irregularity on the D side, nobody seems to give a crud about it. But when there's an irregularity or something that doesn't look quite right on the R side, it truly becomes a federal case in a relatively short period of time.
Well, like I said, they actually attacked Tucker Carlson's house yesterday.
Right.
They broke his front door. They painted the Antifa A, and not one of them has been arrested yet. And I don't think anyone's been investigated. And that shouldn't be a hard one to figure out.
I'm with you, but you never see anything major come out of these things. And I don't know why, because the only ones for the longest time, and even to today, the conservatives are the only ones protecting the police, speaking up about the police, and telling people that, you know, what a great job they do in keeping us safe. And yet at times, it seems like they're backing the other side, don't you think?
I don't know about the police. You know, that's a tough one to answer. I mean, to say that the police might be backing the other side, I know the unions are backing the other side, but I don't think the gut-wrenching policemen are actually doing it, because I would have gotten the endorsement of the L.A. County Police if I had gotten past the primary. They're not going to endorse a Democrat.
Well,
or at least, you know, maybe the union might, but not the actual cops.
Right. No. I hear what you're saying. But look at what you got going on now. Like you said, we've seen this kind of stuff going on, this kind of violence going with Antifa all over the place. To your point, where were the arrests? Where are people being dragged in to be even spoken to? So who's stopping this from happening?
Oh, all I know is they caught the mad bomber in 2 days. So, you know, if they can catch the mad bomber in 2 days, I want to know why they can't catch anyone when they're attacking the Republicans.
Yeah, and I called the Antifa guys earlier tonight. You know, maybe I should have an arsenal at my house, too, but they're cowards. They're nothing but cowards. They show up in big groups. They prey on a few people at a clip. All right, they got their face covered. They got their head covered. They all wear the same thing. It's like, really? You know, and then in some videos that I saw recently where they were actually being fought back, they ran like a bunch of cowards. They ran.
Well, they don't want anybody to know who they are because they're all upper middle class students. And I tell you, there's a lot of parallels to 1968 here in 2018. Mm-hmm. But the one difference that I remember from 1968 is nobody had a mask over their face except Batman.
Yeah. That's true. But no, seriously, you were willing to put it out there for what you believed in. You were willing to put it out there for the cause, if you would. And they're not. They're not at all. You know?
Oh no, like I said, they don't want anyone to know what they're doing because they're still worried about getting their A's in their history class.
Yeah, but what they don't realize is if they would show their face and show their professors what they were doing, they'd probably get an A+ in the class, you know? An immediate diploma.
Yeah, that's true too.
I don't know, Frank. So, one of the things that I want to talk to you about is, and we're up against it now, but we'll do it in the next segment. The California Republican Party. I mean, they seem to me, anyway, in total disarray. And I don't know what they're going to do to make it better. I don't know if they can make it better. I don't know. You know, when you talk about the Republican National Committee, I think they're in trouble too. But that's a story for another day.
This morning I sent a tweet out that went viral where I basically said, unless the RNC puts millions and millions of dollars into California with a 5 to 10 year plan, and I'm not talking about winning in 2 years, I'm talking about 5 to 10 years, there's not going to be any California Republican Party left in 5 to 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
This is a disaster, and every candidate I've spoken to said they got no help from the state.
Oh no, there's no money. We're going to go for a break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more with Frank Martini right after the break.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's the obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
You ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Fight on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. Coming up in the next hour, we've got Dr. Gerard Lamira. And I have him on the show from time to time. He has called. Most of the time, he hits the elections right on the head. This one, I am totally perplexed with it. I'm going to find out from him what happened. Seriously. Anyway, I've got Frank DeMartini on the line with us, and Frank ran in the primaries against Mac. See, in California, we have guerrilla primaries, so everybody runs against everybody. Top two vote getters gets in. So he ran against Maxine Waters and Omar. I don't even. Let's not even mention his last name. I don't want to give him any time. Anyhow. I really, look, I really don't, because, you know, some people are in it for all the right reasons. Some people aren't. And you know what? He's not well, you know, I'm just going to put it out there. This person is not well respected in the party. And this is what screws us all the time. This is what gets us in trouble all the time. We don't recruit people properly. We don't get out there and bring in people and groom people and teach people how to not only run for office, but act once they get in there. And then we wonder why we lose all the time, right?
Yeah, I mean, and when we have a good candidate, the party doesn't support us because they think we haven't got a chance of winning.
Right. Right. Well, yeah, and part of it, too, is we need to start teaching our candidates how to show up earlier, how to get involved earlier. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's partly our fault because we don't really reach out. When somebody shows up at your doorstep and says, here I am and I'm great, you have to stop and go, really? Why are you great? Tell me what you've done. Where have you been? We don't even know who you are. That's part of the problem, too, you know, in our party. We do have people who show up and they've never been involved, never been engaged. We don't know who they are, what they've done, and we've been bit by that. I've seen it, not that I have, but I've seen it personally happen where the party got behind somebody that didn't know, and it was bad, man. It was really bad. You know?
Well, the party got behind the one person the party spent money on this year, and I don't want to say any names, but it was an L.A. County Assembly District, and they believed this person had a chance at winning. And this person lost by 20 points.
Yeah, I know. Who does the vetting on these people? You know what I'm saying? And you know, I know a lot of those people. But who comes in and says, yeah, that'd be a good choice. Nobody knows who he is, but that'd be a great choice.
He was an establishment insider.
Yep.
And, you know, sometimes that's all it takes. You get all your friends to help you and all of a sudden, you're like the star of the party.
Yep, I know, and it's that cronyism that happens, right? It's once you know somebody, once you're in, we shoot each other. You know, a Republican fighting squad, firing squad. One guy said it to me years ago, and now I'm starting to believe it. A Republican firing squad consists of the guys all standing in a circle with their guns facing inward. I mean, seriously,
yeah,
that's how nuts it is.
Listen, the money situation is so bad in the state and the county. Everyone that gets endorsed by the party at the county level, by the LA County GOP, is supposed to get $250. Even in lost races, if you get the endorsement, you're supposed to get $250. Not one person that I know of got the $250.
Well, you have to have the money to pay the money to have the money.
We're not talking a lot of money. We're talking about pennies.
I hear you, and I hear what you're saying, but I'm telling you, as being part of it, they have no money, all right? And it's a lot of reasons is that you have a lot of local Republicans who now have given money to the party because it doesn't seem like we can win anything, and we can't. You know, in the local races in my area alone, they spent millions and millions and millions of dollars on somebody 30 years old, has absolutely no legislative experience whatsoever. Bloomberg comes in here, throws another $4.5 million the weekend before voting. They've got 4,000 young people walking the streets and handing out information on the candidate with purple shit. They all look like in their uniforms, and they're calling these people volunteers, which shows you they don't own a dictionary, because a volunteer is somebody who doesn't get paid to walk. You know? And the advertisements, and people are victims of their last conversation. I'm sorry, but it's you and I both know that that's a true statement. When you saturate the airwaves, you saturate the internet. I even went to a gas station, and I went in and told the owner I would never buy gas from him again because of the garbage that was coming across while I was simply trying to buy gas. I'm listening to the advertisements of the Democrat, and they're flat-out lies. And I stopped the pump, and I went and I told him, I'm not buying gas from you. And I'm going to tell my friends about it to make sure they don't buy gas from you either. He was horrified.
They did the same thing. I mean, we were talking about Dana Rohrabacher's race. The last weekend, Bloomberg put $20 million into Dana Rohrabacher's race.
Wow. So they couldn't win it at the grassroots level, but they could buy it.
State-backed I believe it was all through the Take Back the House pack.
Yeah. That's the other thing I love when they say, well, we don't take money from Big Oil or Big Pharma. But wait a minute. Didn't the DNC or the DCC, didn't they get, like, you know, like you say, $4 million from Bloomberg or $4 million from this pharma company or what have you, and then you got some of that money. So you do take money. Oh, you meant directly. You don't directly take a check from them. It's a play on words, and they know it.
Yeah, but, I mean, even the ones I know, like Maxine Waters, she got all of her money up until the June 6th primary from the California Teachers Association, big banks, and big insurance companies.
$60 million. Okay? They have the California Teachers Association has a $60 million line of credit, all right? And they take, and this was the beef before. They take dues money from every teacher there is, right, basically. And here was the argument that a friend of mine who was in the assembly here in California, his wife worked for, was a school professor. She was having money taken out of her paycheck so they could run ads against her husband. And she said,
well, according to the Supreme Court now, you don't have to do that.
Well, no, I hear you. But at that time, you did. So I'm sitting there saying to myself, wow. I mean, check this out. This is, they don't see how crazy this is, how asinine this is. But anyway, you know, we'll see what happens with that. I don't know. I'm extremely irritated about the way that these games are played. And it got to the point where it's blatant and in your face. And they're still doing it. And they're looking at you like a little kid going, go ahead and try and stop me. Right?
Yeah, I'm right. Because they think that they have every ounce of power in this state, and now they're trying to expand that to the federal government.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so listen, let's get on. Now that the Dems have control of Congress, this is what I love. They're going to waste their time just like the Republicans did in trying to repeal Obamacare. They're going to impeach Kavanaugh, and they're going to impeach Trump. To what end?
Right? Well, they still have to find something that is defined as a high crime and misdemeanor, because until they find something that fits that category, they cannot impeach anybody.
No, but even if they make it up, even if they make it look good, they need two-thirds of the Congress. Are we serious?
Well,
here?
No, they only need a majority of the House to impeach and two-thirds of the Senate to convict.
Right. Either going to get it? Of course not.
They're never going to get two-thirds of the Senate.
Right.
They're not even going to get 50% of the Senate. But they might get the majority in the House.
Yeah, well, let them do what they think they have to do and look like the fools they're going to look like. They're not going to get anything done, and in 2 years they're going to blow it again. You know? Because they were sure they were going to take the Senate back, too, remember?
Yeah, no. I mean, but I actually agree with Trump on this one in the sense that Trump knows Nancy Pelosi is not stupid enough to do that. She's going to have to fight a couple of the lunatics in her party to not do it, but she's smart enough not to do it because she knows what will happen if they do it.
Yep. Yeah.
But you know, like I said, there's the Adam Schiffs, there's that guy Swofford, there's Maxine, there's about five or six of them, and almost every one of them is from California.
Yeah.
Who are going to investigate and try to put Trump and Kavanaugh on the hot seat.
Yep. Well, there's way the California government or incumbents or whatever you want to call them, they have way too much power at the federal level. Way too much power. You know?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they actually try to unseat Dianne Feinstein. I mean, I actually had to vote for Dianne Feinstein and hold my breath Tuesday because the alternative is a communist.
Yeah, no kidding. And everybody was talking him up. The younger Democrats were talking him up as the next wave of what Democrats should look like. So they definitely want to be socialist. They definitely want to embrace socialism. Frank, we're pretty much up against it. Thanks for joining me tonight. I appreciate your time.
Yeah, no problem. And anytime I'm available, just give me a call and I'll be ready.
All right, thanks. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And listen, you've got to get involved. You've got to get engaged. Dr. Gerard Lomero joins me in the next hour. We're going to talk about what happened, and we're going to have some fun with Acosta. I mean, I see Acosta, I see his picture, I think it's spoiled brat. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a little bit.